Let us just quickly go over the Gemara and Daf Chof Tes Amad Aleph, and then we'll see the Ra. We hear a machloikis and Daf Chof Ches Amad Beis between Baal Pade and Ula. A person is Magdish Netiyas Ache Yiktsetsu. He gives as man that the Kedusha should remain till these netiyas are cut. So Ula holds that as soon as they're cut, automatically the Kedusha falls off. And Baal Pada holds that the Kedusha does not fall off. Kedusha loy poka bechdi. Is Omalei Rav Hamnune, so Rav Hamnune told Ula, Kedusha shebehen Laheichon holcho. There was a Kedusha, and what happened with that Kedusha? Uma ilu oma leisha hayoim at ishti ulamocha I at ishti. And he proved the point, if a person will be mekadish an isha for today, and tomorrow she should not be ishtoi, minafke b'lo get, can she go out without a get? Since the Ishus was Chal, it's not Nifka. So over here, the Kedushas Domim, how is it Nifka? It was Magdish and the Tiyas, so how does it become Nifka? Omar Le Rove, so Rove told Rav Hamnune, Mi komedames Kedushas Domim the Kedushas Aguf. So Rove said, you asked Akasha from Isha. That is true by Isha. If he was Mekadisha for one day, Hayoimat Ishti, so the Kedushin remains. But that's a Kedushas Aguf. Miko Medames Kedushas Domim le Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Domim Poka Bechdi. Kedushas Aguf, loy poka bechdi. You cannot compare Kedushas Domim to Kedushas Aguf, so that was Rovas Teretz and Rav Hamnunas Kash. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye told Rove, he asked Rove, he says, you're saying a statement that Kedushas Aguf, loy poka bechdi. That's what you're saying. Basanya, we learned a baraisa, sher ze oilo ko lamed yoim, la'acha lamed yoim shlomim, ko lamed yoim, oilo, la'acha lamed yoim shlomim. Amai. So according to you, how do you understand this baraisa? Kedushas aguf ninu, upoka bichdi. So you see, your yesod is not emes. The Kedushas aguf is also upoka bichdi. So Rava answered him, Hoche b'maya askinan the oma l'dmei. You're not learning the right pshat in the baraisa. It was take magdish the shir for an oilo, and it would be chal akdushas aguf on the shir. So then you're 100% right. That kdushas aguf loipoka b'chdi. But Hoche b'maya askinan, here we're speaking about the Omar Lidomi. It's speaking about that he said it should not be Kaddish for a Kolbin. It should be Kaddish that the Dmei Hasher should be used to purchase a Kolbin. So the Gemara asks, Ihochi, that's Chavis Teretz. So Abaye asked, Ihochi Eima Seifa. Let's see the Seifa of this Baraisa. La'acha lamed yoim oilo, ome'achshav shlomim. So Abaye understood. So it's also the same thing. That first it's a shlomim for 30 days, and then it becomes an oilo. Yamet b'shloime, chode b'kdushas aguf, v'chode b'kdushas domim. If we'll say, we hear two cases in the Baraisa, so we'll say one case is speaking about Kedushas Domim. The second case is coming to Tosafot by Kedusha Saguf. You also say Kedusha Poka Bechdi. Aina Ditzach Leila Tana Lemisni Tauti. That's why the Tana had to tell us two cases. The Salke Daita Chamina, let us see, the Bach, Kedusha's Domim Poka Bechdi. Kedusha Saguf Leila Poka Bechdi. That's what I would say. Amotullah, he told the Tauti. So it tells us two cases to tell us that Afilu Kedusha Saguf is also Poka Bechdi. Eli Amrit Idi Veidi Kedusha's Domim, but if you, Rover, will tell me that both of them are speaking about Kedusha's Domim, Lomali Lemisni Tauti, so why does it have to say two cases? Hashdi Yeshloima Mikdusha Chmura Lekdusha Kala Poka. The first case is, had first Kedusha's Oilo. The Domim was Hugdish to purchase an Oilo, and then it goes down to a Shlomim. So Hashdi Mikdusha Chmura Lekdusha Kala Poka. So the second case, Mikdusha Kala Kdusha Chmura Tzricha Lameima. So both are speaking about Kedusha's Domim, so why do you need these two cases? The second case is more partial than the first case. So Kolchoch, the second case is coming to tell us that a filah by Kedusha's Aguf is also Poka Bechdi. Is lame it have it yufte the Baal Pater. So Memele, so Lechere, this is a yufte on Baal Pater. He says, Baal Pater said that a filah Kedusha's Domim loy Poka Bechdi. So, and here we see Afilu Kedushas Aguf is Poka Bechdi. This is the sugya. Now, let us see the Ran, which is a very difficult Ran. Omalei Abaye, Ukedushas Aguf Loi Poka. So, the Ran had a problem. He says, Rabbi had a hechrich that Kedushas Aguf is loy poke. Rav Hamnuna brought a ray from Eishas Ish. And now Abaye says Kedushas Aguf is also poke, but he brings a ray from Abaraisa. So the shaila is, so what do we do with Eishas Ish? I mean, what happened over here? Efshar da Abaye de Maksha Hochi Polignami. Assumed like that, that by nations he said, not like that. Efshabai disagrees. It's not the Efshab. But now the Ran starts speaking, no. The Nehei de Svirelei La Abaye, da filu Kedushas Haguf Poka Bechdi. Even though Abaye holds Kedushas Aguf Poka Bechdi, Behoima Leisha Moide de Lemocha Leinafke Beleget. Kedushas Aguf is Taka Poka Bechdi. But a Kedushas by Eishas Ish is Leinafke Beleget. Behainu Taime. So what is the difference? Mishum. The whole Kinyan She'enoi Oilomis Kinyan Peris Bulchud Mikri. A Kinyan that is not a Kinyan Oilomi, a Kinyan Zmani, is only considered a Kinyan Peris, Kidamuchach Besoy Perka Sheleach, Gabi Moicha Soda Lachaveroi Bizman Shayoi Vonoik. A Sithudem Zamachlikas Habyechna Reishlokis, a person purchased a Soda Bizman Shayoi Vonoik. So, he has only a Kinyan Peiris over there. And there the Gemara says, is Kinyan Peiris, ki Kinyan Aguf, Kinyan Peiris, lav ki Kinyan Aguf. But that's less man the polik. That if it is only a Kinyan's money, so it's considered the Guf belongs to the Bailim. That means we look at the Bailis Oilomi, and that belongs to the Bailim, and that, what the Lekeich purchased, is only a Dovah's money, so he has a schus in the Peiris of the Guf, but the Guf belongs to the, a Kinyan's money is only a Kinyan Peiris, not a Kinyan a Guf. Hilkach, Gabi Hegdish, by Hegdish, Kivin Devadai Chayil Olei Hegdish Domim, She'enoi Eilomis. So Abaye held, Kedushas Domim, Kedzicha Bichal, and the Kinyan's money. And we'll see later, there's a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi means a raif and a stay mikne. A stay mikne means a person who purchases a karka, bizman shayevol noyik. He only has a kinyan zmani in this karka, and he can be magdish it. Shaytze biyevol. But you can be magdish something, even though I only possess a kinyan's zmani. Bidinu nami, so Abaye held, we'll come back to explain this a little better, this is very difficult. So Abaye held, just like Kedushas Domim, it is not necessary to possess a Kinyan Oilomi in order to be Magdish. I can possess a Kinyan's money and I also can be Magdish it. So he holds, Bidinu nami de teichel kedushas haguf lizman. So a kedushas haguf can also be chal a kinyan zmani. Lizman yadua bavad. Period. Now the Ran says a few words which are very difficult. Shafilu loite oise kedusha ella kedushas domim. So we have to understand what the Ran means over here. But he's saying something to prove the point of Abaye. That means Abaye held a Kedushas Haguf of Hegdish can be made, even though it's a Kinyan's money. It can be made for a Zman. And he proves it. We'll come back to this proof. Avol beisha, kivin the iloi havi ishtoi loilo. If she will not be his wife loilo, loikoni be kinyan haguf. Now, if a person will marry a woman for a day, so what does he have in her? He doesn't have a kinyan haguf, because that we see from the Gemara and Gittin. A kinyan's money is not a kinyan haguf, it's only kinyan peiros. The kinyan domim beisha loyashkechen, by an isha there's no such thing as a kinyan domim, l'chayre here he means a kinyan's money. There's no such thing as a kinyan's money or a kinyan peiros. Is therefore he efsha shetiye ishtoi lizman yedua bevat shekol kiyaitze beze einen kinyan guf. If you have a kinyan's money by an isha, that's not a kinyan aguf. And by ishus, there is no other kinyan than a kinyan aguf. Therefore, you need a kinyan elomi. V'yesh loze hoichocha b'Yerushalmi b'peirah ka'ima the kedusha. There's a raya to this second shot. That means, so the Ran is saying that Abai is also made by ishus lizicha aloche kedusha loipoka b'fli. Because by ishus you need a kinyan oilomi. Abai only differentiates between Ishus and Kedushas Aguf of Kolbonis. The Gora Soso, Rabbo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hareizu Oilo Shloishim Yoim, Kol Shloishim Yoim Hareizu Oilo, La'ach Shloishim Yoim, Yotzusa Lechulan Me'ilel. Harei at mekodeshes l'shloishim yoyim, harei zu mekodeshes. So we see, she's mekodeshes loylo. So we see Rabbi Yochanan differentiated between kedushas haguf and ishus. Ma bein hegdish, ma bein isha. So the Yerushalmi asks, what's the difference? Motzinu Hegdish Yaitse Beloipidya. We see that Hegdish is Yaitse Beloipidya. Gilei Motzinu Isha She Yaitse Beloiget. Aisha is not Yaitse Beloiget, and Hegdish is Yaitse Beloipidya. Hecha Motzinu Hegdish Yaitse Beloipidya. Tifter Hakel Besode Mikne. By Asode Mikne, we see that if Aleikeach beYovel is Magdish Karke, when it comes Yovel, it should say Beloipidya. Alme, the Afilu Leman the Oma, the Kedushas Haguf Poka Bechdi. Afilu Rav Yoichen, we have a Yerushalmi that said Kedushas Haguf is Poka Bechdi. Be'isha Maide, with an Isha he's Maide. So Memele, so the Ram wants to say, so it could be Abaya also holds like Rabbi Yochanan. That means Abaya just wanted to disagree with the terminology of Rove. Rove said, Kedushas Domim is Poka Bechdi, Kedushas Aguf is not Poka Bechdi. And that's why he wanted to find for Rav Hamnunis Kashe. That was one for Rav Hamnunis Kashe from Isha. So he says, I wish to disagree with you. The criteria is not Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Domim. I have a baraisa. A Kedushas Haguf is also Koka Bechti. But Isha is not Koka Bechti. Bachinami mistavre, ma'ache de makshinilor besomach, kokach bepshitis, ilo ema leisha. Avamnune, it proved this point, like it was another portion, that an isha you say, loy poka bechdi. So if Abaye is choylik on the whole yesod, the Gemara should have discussed it. Avamnune, ma de pshitalei le Avamnune, is pshitalei lehepach to Abaye. Da'alme, Now, I'd like to explain the Schwerigkeiten on this Ran. L'chaire, there are two Yesoidistike Schwerigkeiten. Schwerigkeit number one is this is a Rashba that he explains Pshat and Abaye, that Abaye held Kiven the Vaday Chaylele Hegdish Domim Sheina Yelomis Bedinu Nami the Teichel Kedushas Haguf Lizman Yedua Bovat. Abaye held that you shouldn't differentiate between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Haguf. And then after a rain of old, shafilu leitei oise gdusha gdushas domim, harei metzine gdushas domim gabi hegdish. We have to understand what he means over here. It's only gdushas domim, we find gdushas domim by hegdish. Yeah. Fine. We have to understand what this means. Then we have to understand lechayre. The Gemara is talking about one thing, and the Ran and the Rashba are speaking about something ganz different. When we learned the Gemara, not knowing too much, we have here Abachlekes, Ule and Barpade. Barpade says Kedusha Loi Poka Bechdi. Ule says Kedusha Poka Bechdi. Klol, what the Yisoidat Volm is very vague, but it is a Machloikis. Kedusha Poka Bechdi, Loi Poka Bechdi. Avamnune asks Akashe, was it Kedusha Loi Poka Bechdi? We see an Aishas Ish. Hayoyim Atishli, Lamochi Atishli, and we see Yizichani Regeh. So we see Kedusha Poka Bechdi. So Kaponim, we see in this Machloikis, we had a machlokes ule and barpade, so Rav Hanun asked him, the side is clone like barpade. Du shall like poke bachdi, a raya from Eishasis. Right? Rabbi comes and says a teret, there's a difference between Kedushas Domim, Kedushas Haguf. Fine. You're not knowing too much the whole inya, why you're poke and ish poke, but we could follow the flow of the Gemara, he says the svara of Poker Bechdi is Dabke Magdushas Domin, Magdushas Aguf, is like Poker Bechdi. Fine. And then Abaye holds no, Magdushas Aguf is Poker Bechdi also. He brings a ray. Fine. Okay. This we can all understand. Now, all of a sudden, the Ram is going to explain to us that even though Abaye holds Kedushas Aguf Poker Bechdi, but Ishus is like Poker Bechdi. Then all of a sudden he goes into that, and in order to be Kainanishi, you need a Kenyan Aguf, a Kenyan Peiris is not enough. And by Hegdish could be a Kenyan Peiris is enough. Beautiful, but what does this have with Asugia? Asugia is talking about Kedusha Pokabli, Loi Pokabli. All of a sudden, the Rans and the Rajbas are speaking about a Pesa, talking about a new Inyan. Need a Kenyan Eilomi by Ishus, you don't need a Kenyan Eilomi by Hegdish. So how does this fit into the Yisod of Kedusha Pokabli, Kedusha Loi Pokabli? This we also have to understand. Now, I would first like to say over the Loshon of the Rashba to get a little picture of what the Rashba said. First, the Rashba explains the din, why Ishus is Leipoka Bechti. V'nira li de taime doha milse, the chol she ain't koni kinyan oilam, if I don't have a kinyan oilam, ain't elo ki kinyan peiris. That's called a kinyan peiris. V'afulu koni kalke beretz Yisrael, mikivin she chayzeres b'yoivu, Korei hakosuf kinyan peiris. Pasuk calls it. Can you see? Mispar tvuais umaychalach. He's selling you tvuais. He's not selling you the karka. Tvuais he's selling you. Ulereish lokish nami dome kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf dome. Akoine sode bezman she yevul noyik. Maybe vene koire. Umesayil ekrod. Chsiv bemispar shnei tvuais imkalach. Kedisa beshilipekar shalech begit. A Kenyan's money is called Mispar Tvuis. The Kalke is not sold. It's no bailus on the Kalke. It's Mispar Tvuis. Mispar Shnei Tvuis Him Keloch. The Isha HaMiskadeshes Leish. Now, he says, Isha that gets married to an Ish, Knuyo Loi Legamri. The Kenyan Kaspoi Karina Lo, you see, the Pasuk calls her, she's Kenyan Kaspoi, she belongs to him. Umahaik Rohu Doch Letrume. Koyin Ki Yikne Nefesh Kenyan Kaspoi. The Imiskadeshes Loilesman, if there would be such a Musig by Ishus, that she's married for a Mukbodikas man, Haviki Kenyan Peiris Bovat. That's not called Kenyan Kaspoi. That's called Kenyan Peiris. I have a Shusim. Or Shimushim. Period. And he goes into the whole sugya. Vehilkach. Now he comes back. Kivon. Shehi Miskadeshes Loi Hayoi. Now, let's talk about this din that Rav Hamnuna was speaking about. A yoim at ishti, ulamocher I at ishti. Kivin shimes kadeshes loi hayoim, veloi shairo hayoim bikinyonai klo. That means in order to be a wife today, I have to have a complete kinyon in her. I can't have a kinyon's money in her because kinyon's money is not her. That's kinyon peiris. V'loi shayre hayoim b'kinyon eiklum, harei knuye hi loilom. So today I got a kinyon oilom. it can't be an isha if I don't have a kinyan oilim in her. Vishuv loy posko. So if I got a kinyan oilim today, so tomorrow it can become oismai if today I got a kinyan oilim. Now before we go further, I'd like to say over a loshen of Rabbi Chanan and Simen Nun Vav. Rabbi Chanan and Simen Nun Vav says, he's speaking about a ra'or, and then he tells it to Tzahar Gemara, and Kovetz Ha'oris, this is Rabbi Chanan's Kovetz Ha'oris. Yeshnon shnei oifanei kinyin lizman. There's two types of kinyin lizman. One case is shegam b'soich azman ein kinyoni elo lizman. That means I have a kinyin for a mugbul zman, and in this man, it's mine for azman. There's another type of a kinyin lizman. She b'soich azman yeloi kinyin la'oilo. That means in this zman, it's mine forever. That means if today I have a kinyan oilami, is it shayich to make that tomorrow the kinyan oilami should be nifka if b'shayte was a kinyan oilami? That we'll talk about. Is there such a musig? Or is that double talk? If I have today a kinyan oilami, so tomorrow it can't be nifka, even though I said it should be nifka. It doesn't work like that. You can't be mafki a kinyan oilami. Now let's go back to the Rashba. So the Rashba said that by ishus, you need a kinyan oilami. That's Haiskinyan Kaspi. So if I said, Arei at Bekadeshesli Hayoim, she became now, Hayoim, she became mine forever. That's Hakinyan Eilomi. So then you can't say, tomorrow it should be Ois. You cannot be Mafsik Hakinyan Eilomi. If I have Hakinyan Eilomi you today, so Bemela, so it remains like that. Nachmo, vehilkach, kivin shimis kadeshes loy hayoim, veloy shayro hayoim bekinyonai klum. And in the kinyon that he has in here, on her, today there's no shiur. She doesn't have anything. He has everything of her. Hareknui loyla. So she's koni to him. Veshuv loy poska. So if I have a kinyon oilami, that does not become nifsa. Now he starts going to Asugi. Ubahai time mamish. Have mashmalei l'rove b'chol kedushas aguf. Now Rove was the one that differentiated between kedushas aguf and kedushas domen. The kivin she'ein lo pidyin. Now look what he said. He mentions. I mean, the Ran doesn't bring this down, but the Rashba is enlightening us. A kedushas aguf doesn't have pidyon. That means I'm magdish an oila. I want to be poided now. You can't be poided. I'm sorry. Hareze ki kodesh gomul ubegaze derachmone isay. This belongs to hegdish. V'loy nafik. You can't take it out of hegdish. The iu sova the kedushas aguf ain't lo hefsik. Kedushas aguf belongs to Hegdish, finished. Now, I think Pshat and the Rashba is as follows. By Kedushas Domim, we find this Adin Pidyon. Now, this Pidyon tells us something. That means like this. If something belongs to Reuven, I'll sell something to Reuven. Now I'll come over to Reuven and said, here's money, give it back to me. So Reuven says, I'm not interested in selling it. It's mine. I couldn't talk. If I can go to Hegdish and take it away from Hekdesh, that is the biggest simin that it does not belong completely to Hekdesh. If Hekdesh would be a complete bailam on this, what chapter? I'm poided from Hekdesh? Hekdesh doesn't want to sell it to you. So the teretz is, it doesn't belong completely to Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not a complete bailam. So memela we see by Kedushas Domim, you can make a Kedushas Domim even though it doesn't belong completely to Hekdesh, because every Hekdesh, after the Kedushas Domim, it doesn't belong completely to Hekdesh. You see that from the Din Pidyon. So memela, if Hekdesh Kedushas Domim never belongs completely to Hekdesh, so we can even chisel it down some more. We can make a Kedushas Domim for 30 days. I mean, what? It never belongs to Hekdesh completely. But Rove, when Rove started studying the din of Kedushas Haguf, you see, ain lo pidyon. So Rove understood, what does that mean? That means Kedushas Haguf is completely given over to Hekdesh. It's completely Hekdesh. So when I say Harezu Oila, pshat is, it belongs to Hekdesh Oilami. It's completely given over to Hekdesh. Look, if it's completely Hekdesh is a Kinyan Oilami in the Oila, that's why it can't be poided. So just like by an Isha, if there was, I got a Kinyan Oilami in her, so I can't say that the next day this Kinyan Oilami should be Nivka. It doesn't work like that. So Rove held by Kedushas Haguf, it also doesn't work like that. When you make a Kedushas Haguf, it is given over completely to Hekdesh. It belongs to Hekdesh completely. The minute it belongs to Hekdesh completely, the proof of the pudding is because there's no opinion by Kedushas Haguf. So Memele, if it belongs to Hekdesh completely, you can't sell that Kinyan should become bottle after a day. It doesn't work like that. If it belongs completely to Hekdesh, so it's Hekdesh. Whatever you say later is Dvorim Betelem Umavetolem. That was the Svara of Rove. Very nice. V'Abaye Lekosha Le'isha. Now, Abaye didn't have any problems with Isha. The Avu Moidebo, Mai is also Moide, the Havioso Eilo Hefsik. That means the Kinyan Ishus is, it's a Kinyan Eilomi. That's called Ishus, Kinyan Kasba. Elo Bikdushis Haguf Hudapolik. Now Abaye is Choylik and Kedushis Haguf. Mishum da akshise ho masnise de shoyl zoyl, because Abaye had a problem. And you'll tell me lomdis is very good, but I have a baraisa. I have a baraisa that by kdushis haguf yesh lo hefsik. I can say shoyl zu oylo lamed yoyn, and then it should be a shlomim, and the kdushis dik. Now the Rashba wants to explain. So we have here a machloikis Abaye in Rove. By Kedushas Haguf, does Hekdesh have a bailus oilami? Or is it necessary for Hekdesh to have a bailus oilami? Or is it not necessary for Hekdesh to have a bailus oilami? V'dilme mizbar sova, maybe Abaye holds. Now the Rashba's trying to understand Abaye. The shiny Kedushas Hekdesh. Hekdesh is different. The kivin, the Hekdesh chayil l'domim. Since Hekdesh is chayil l'domim, kigoin kol Kedushas domim. And perhaps I would want to say that, I mean, what's the kivin the Hekdesh chayil lidomim kigoin kol kedushas domim? Could be here he means damim, and you could have a kinyan's money. You could have damim in it. You don't have to have the complete thing. Kigain kol kedushas damim, just like every kedushas damim. You don't have to have a complete kinyan. That's the guy from Sodom Mikne. Hegdish doesn't have a complete kinyan. It's Hegdish. So there's a kedushas, there can be Hegdish, I feel like kedushas money. Av kedushas aguv, so Abaye help kedushas aguv. Kol shu magdish lizman ki osa zimne poka. See, av kedushas aguv is also the same thing. By Hegdish, by Ishus, there's no such thing. It says Kinya Kaspa. There's no such thing. You have to be in order, you have to be complete Bailim in order that there should be Achalos Ishus. But by Hegdish, since by Kedushas Domim, we find it's Chayla Domim. I only have Domim in it. I don't have the whole Bailis. Abdushas Aguf. Koshu magdish lizman, kiyosa zimne poka. Now, he says a few words afterwards. The ashkechon, kedushas pe poka bepidyin. We find kedushas pe poka bepidyin. Atkan l'shayne. Now, exactly what the Rashba means, he had mentioned in Rove that the Makir of Rove, that Rove held that Kedushas Aguf, Kivin She'ein Lo Pidyin Hareze Ke Kodesh Gomo Ubegaze Drachmoni Yisrael. That means, so the Rove had brought a raya, that means Pidyin is the biggest proof that it doesn't belong completely to Hegdish, because I can take it away from Hegdish. Rove saw in Kedushas Haguf that even though that there's no pidyon, there's no pidyon by Kedushas Haguf. So if there's no pidyon by Kedushas Haguf, so since Kedushas Haguf belongs completely to Hegdish, it's an ganzen Hegdish. That was the lashon of the Rashba. The kivin she'ein lo pidyin, hareze ke kodesh gomo, ubegaze drachmona ise. So it belongs to Hegdish completely. Kedushas Aguf belongs to Hegdish. And the raya is because we see there's no din pidyin. And he says, Abaye held, af Kedushas Aguf, kol she magdish lizman ki osa zimne poka, the ashkechon kedushas pe poka bepidyon. I find kedushas pe poka bepidyon. So I think, what does he mean? He means if a kolben becomes a balmum, it's poka bepidyon. That means, so he's saying a gewaldik evolt. If we will say that it belonged completely to Hegdish till the mum, so what happened all of a sudden? That can be pointed. So I think that's what he means. The Lashon is very unclear, but I think that's what he means. A Kedushas Peh, which means a Kedushas Aguf, is also, could be Poka Bepidyon. Maybe Rove held when it's a Baal Mum, then it's Nifka the Baal, some English, I don't know. Abaye held, your proof was Kedushas Aguf has to belong completely to Hegdish, Shnech the Ketog. I see Kedushas Peh is also Poka Bepidyon. And if it's Poka Bepidyon, so Kedushas Aguf is not necessarily belongs in Ganzen to Hegdish. If it doesn't have to belong in Ganzen to Hegdish, he could whittle it down and make Zmanim and Azay Baita. That is what the Rashba says. So from the Rashba we see Klo, there was a Machlokes. From the Rashba we see clearly that the Yesod HaMachlokes between Abaye and Rove, the Yesod HaMachlokes is how much Bailus does Hegdish have to possess in order for it to become a Kedushas Aguf. By Kedushin, everyone holds that you have to have a complete bailus in order to get married. That's Ishus. That's the Kedusha of Ishus. And if I have a complete pilus, so then it doesn't go off. The Shaila is, how much pilus does Hegdish have to possess in order that there should be a Kedusha Saguf? So, Rava held that a Kedusha Saguf, since there's no Din Pidyon, that means it belongs completely to Hegdish. So therefore, Kedusha Leipoka. Kedusha Leipoka, it's not dinim in Kedusha. Just like by Ishus, it's not dinim in Kedusha, it's a probe. In order for this Kedusha to be chal, you have to have a bailis eilomi. In order to have a kinyan Ishus, you have to have a bailis eilomi. It doesn't come differently. So at the minute you had a bailis eilomi, this will never become nifka. So Rav held Kedusha Saguf, since there's no din pidyon, so it's an order that there should be a Kedusha Saguf. If you're making a Kedusha Saguf, so that means it belongs completely to Hegdish. So if it belongs to completely to Hegdish, you can't whittle it out. You're magdish it, so finished. So it belongs to Hegdish. You can't, something which in order for it to be chal, has to be completely given over Rishus Gavoya. So then you can't bala part of it. You'll say it'll be yours this minute, and the next minute it'll be differently. Akinyin Oilami, so by Emerson, we have here a three-way machloikis. Balpada held afilu kedushas domim loipoka. And could be he held that in afilu to make a kedushas domim, you're also giving it over completely to Hegdish. So that Rabbi Chonan Esau, what did Bar Pada do with the posik from Stei Mikne? We see a pesazoi that he doesn't know. Fine. Okay. Rabbi Chonan didn't know. We're not any better than Rabbi Chonan, that's for sure. Fine. Rav held a Kedusha Saguf, if you want to make a Kedusha Saguf, you have to give it over to completely to Hegdish. And Abaya held, and in the minute you have to give it over a completely to Hegdish, so then there's nothing what to talk about. You can't whittle and make tznoyim. If the Kedusha Saguf was chal by giving it over completely to Hegdish, so it has to remain like that. You can't be magbul the bailus of Hegdish. And Abaya said no. And Abaya said no. Kedusha Saguf also doesn't have to belong completely to Hegdish. There's no such thing. Ishus, you need a kinyan eilomi. That's the myth is pshat according to Abaya. Now, according to Abaya, that holds by Kedusha Saguf, you don't need a kinyan eilomi of Hegdish. So let's talk. Arezu oila l'shloi shimyoim. So what is this? This is a kinyan peyes. Let's lemarem lemaise. So Hegdish possesses a kinyan peyes in my kol. So Rabbi Chonon, the Karanoires, how can he be makrevit? It's very unclear. Hegdish only has a kinyan peyres, so how can you be makriv the kol? Rabbi Chonon doesn't understand this. This is a pestiridik. That's a ha'ore that Rabbi Chonon asks. Now, let us go back to the Loshon Haran. I think the Loshon Haran is more confusing than the Rashba, but now that we see that he brought this from the Rashba, the Ranat Konish Egen's Gezot, he's just repeating over the Rashba and his terminology, so let us try to explain the Loshon of the Ran, which many, many Achroinim had problems understanding the Ran. But perhaps we'll be able to explain what he's saying. Let's start again from the middle of the Rambam. Efshet neid esfir leila bayi, dafilu kdushes haguf poka bechti. Vayimer leisha moide, de lemocha le nafka belegiat. Vahainu taime, שם דחול קניין שאין אילומיס, קניין פרס בלחוד מקרי. That's not called a complete bailus, it's only a קניין פרס of the דבר הנקנה. קדם בוחר בספק השלח, גבי מוי חסוד על החבר, בזמן שהיילו נוי, הלכך. גבי הקדיש, כיוון דוודאי חייל עלי הקדיש דומה. By הקדיש, since we see קדושס דומים is חל שאין אילומי, so we see it's שייך to make something הקדיש, that even though it does not belong completely to Hegdish, even the Vadol Chayle Hegdish Domim She'enei Eilomitz, Bidinu Nami Detechot Tushis Aguf Lezman. So he held, so we see the Kedushis Gavoya is different than Kedushis Ishus. Ishus you need a complete pilus. She should be completely knuyalai. If we see by Kedushas Domim, a Kinyan's money is sufficient, who are dinami the teichel to Kedushas Agufles man, so it's hard to make a Kedushas Agufles man. Yedua, Tuvah. Shafilu, now these words are very unclear. Shafilu leitei oise Kedusha ala Kedushas Domim, now, the Achreinim learned Pshat in this Ran over here, that the Ran is all of his saying, I mean, the Abaye held that Kedushas Guf you also make Lizman. Achreinim, Rav Shmuel, the Keren Eire, seem to understand Pshat in the Ran, that if one makes an Oilo Lizman, so becomes a Kedushas Domim. It's not a Kedushas Aguf, it's a Kedushas Domim. So the Keren Eire asks, so if according to Abaye, there is a Musig of Kedushas Domim by Kedushas Aguf Lizman, so what is he asking on Rove? Rava just said there's a difference between Kedushas Domim and Kedushas Aguf. Kedushas Aguf is Leipoko. Abai also says the same thing, Kedushas Aguf Leipoko. Kedushas Oilo Lizman is Kedushas Domim, it seems the Ran is saying over here. So maybe Rava holds the same thing. Why was Abai Chaylik on Rava? So mir dachsach, that what the Ran is saying, domim, he means a kinyan's money, which is not a complete kinyan. That's what he calls domim. And let us again see the lashon of the Ran. The vadai, that Abaye holds, It's not considered a complete kinyan. Hilkach gabi hegdish, kivin devadi chaylalei hegdish domim she'enei elomis. Now, Hegdish, She'enei Elomis means that it's Shayich, that should be a Hegdish. That Hegdish does not have a complete Bailis. Domim means over here that Hegdish doesn't have a complete Bailis. Bidinu nami detech Kedushas Aguf Lizman, so Kedushas Aguf should also be Chal Lizman. Yudu'am, Bilvad. Shafilu loitei oise kedusha le kedushas domim. It doesn't mean, that means this kedushas aguf, hegdish will only possess a mikta skinyin. So what? Arei motzinu kedushas domim gabei hegdish. There is such a musik of a mitzvah kinyan by hegdish. So a meile, he could have a kedushas aguf, which is also a mitzvah kinyan. I will be ish ekimen di lehavi ishtoi la'olam lekoni be kinyan aguf. If she's not his forever, he doesn't have a kinyan aguf. The kinyan domim, here we see klo, domim means a mitzvah kinyan. Only be isha layashkecha. By an isha, there's no such thing. By a kobin, you could have a mitzas kinyan. It's koni for a kobin. Whatever the kinyan, doesn't have to be a kedusha seilomi. It doesn't have to be a kedusha achloti, a bailus achloti, a bailus seilomi. Hegdish can have a bailus in it, even though it's not a bailus seilomi. But kinyan domin be isha layashkecha. But so domi means money, peiris. But by hegdish could be there such a thing, just like by kedushas domim there's such a thing. By kedushas aguf this could also be such a thing. It doesn't have to be completely belong to hegdish in order to be able to be makrifit. That is what Abaye.